Good morning. This is WYMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line is Massachusetts gubernatorial candidate, a Democrat, Martha Coakley. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. I imagine a very busy day for you as you are facing a primary challenge from Donald Berkowitz and Stephen Grossman. But the issue today, of course, for many of the candidates is getting out the vote and turnout.
Exactly. And we're excited about our ground game here. You know, we've been focused on ideas and organizing since we started this campaign last September. You know, we've knocked on over 100,000 doors. We've made 500,000 phone calls. We have close to 3,000 volunteers. And we're really prepared, I think, to turn out our vote today. I'm confident that we'll do well. But, you know, the most important thing, I think, is that we've had a great campaign. We've got three great candidates in this race. And I believe that whoever wins today will have the support of the other two candidates to make sure we'll have a Democratic governor come November.
What is it with voters and the lack of turnout? I know a primary is one thing, but even in the general election, we see under 50%. And, well, it's not a civic responsibility that's being met.
Well, I think that people, are busy. Look, people are working. A lot of people are struggling. Have two jobs, trying to get their kids to school. Many families are trying to take care of children and their parents, and I appreciate that. I've been on the trail for a year. I know how hard people are working. On the other hand, we hope people will take some time today to exercise the right to vote. It's something that, we have veterans who have fought for, and we're noting it's the 94th anniversary this year of women getting the right to vote. And I've talked to folks, and I think there are going to be a lot of people who will both in the Democratic primary. We have a governor's race open, lieutenant governor. We know how important the attorney general's job is, and we have a treasurer spot. But I believe that people are optimistic about turning the economy around. I think they believe we've made some good investments in changes since, you know, Wall Street took our money and gambled with it and lost it. We're coming out of a tough recession. I know, having grown up in North Adams and visiting Berkshire County and Franklin County, there's some great things we can do out there, which is why I've rolled out a regional economic plan that will work with our local businesses, our activists, our residents, people who want a sustainable future. And I think the state can be a very good partner if we work with each section of Massachusetts to build an economy on our terms, not Wall Street's.
Well, of course, the establishment, the party, endorsed Stephen Grossman, the treasurer of Massachusetts. They did not endorse you, but you are leading in the polls. You know, assuming the primary goes through, if you are to win, what is your relationship with the Democratic Party at this point?
Actually, it's very good, and I think people forget sometimes the convention is really just a qualifying convention to get on the ballot. We had five great people in this race, by the way, people who worked hard, threw their hat in the ring. You know, the convention requires you get 15% to get on the ballot. We were well above our goal for that, which is what we're looking for. But we really have been focused on voters. This is who gets to exercise. This is who gets to choose who the governor is going to be. You know, I think today's an important day, and I think, as I said, whoever does win today, we're going to have a very good coordinated Democratic effort to make sure that we continue our investments in innovation and infrastructure and education, as this governor has done. And I think we'll be successful. I feel that people really believe Massachusetts can be prosperous and fair, and I'm excited about our opportunity to do it, and I look forward to serving as governor if voters choose me to serve.
We've been speaking with Martha Coakley. She is a Democratic gubernatorial candidate in today's primary in Massachusetts, facing Donald Berwick and Stephen Grossman. Polls are open now. They close at 8 p.m. Get out and vote. Martha, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.